Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, this is Marion Ross. So lovely talking to my friend Audrey Russo. And I want you all to go and buy my new book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. You can read the good and the bad about it. And it's been so much fun talking to Audrey Russo.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The communist attempt to not simply steal an election, but rather steal a republic, has all but failed. They got greedy and sloppy and caught. Now it is up to righteous American patriots to right this grievous wrong. We're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Absolutely delighted and honored to be with you today.
Well, the honor is all ours, and we're going to jump right in here. Tom, what we have seen in this election is not an attempt to merely steal an election, but rather an attempt to take over our republic. You believe it is the largest cyber warfare operation in history. Would you expound on this for us?
Yes, I would, Audrey, and that's extremely important. You hit the bottom line. This is more than just what the president was talking about when he was talking to Maria Bartiromo on the weekend on her Sunday show, was fraudulent voting acts. These are not fraudulent voting acts. This is treason, as you intimated, because when you coordinate 6 to 10 states with massive cyber warfare to change the outcome of an election in a large nation like this, these are treasonous acts. We cannot deny it. When you say fraudulent, people just think fraudulent voting is kind of dirty politics. No, this is treason, Audrey, and it's extremely important that people know how dangerous it is, because this will be the last free election we have if it stands. Now, let me further amplify why I mean that. Because using cyber warfare and the in the Dominion voting system, as well as in the CIA rogue systems that we've talked about before, hammer and scorecard.
Right.
Plus, you don't have any FBI or DOJ prior investigations, to the best of my knowledge. And you had the CISA, which is the Cyber Warfare Infrastructure Security Agency, the leader, say it was the best election ever, or words to that effect, and he was fired by the president because it is clearly the worst. So you have elements of this, of the deep state, that are not involved, were not involved with it because they deliberately ignored it. Now, I found out about this the Sunday before the election, the 1st of November.
Right.
And the reason I found out about it, because I was familiar with Hammer and Scorecard, the CIA systems that the Obama administration had moved from the CIA into listening to American citizens 2 weeks after President Obama took office. Brennan and Clapper did this. And with Dave Janda, Operation Freedom, on the 17th of March, 2017, as I recall. And someone told me 3 days before the election that they were going to use cyber warfare against us in Hammer and Scorecard, which got my attention. As you know, I'm a national security expert,
yes.
And that's my forte,
yes.
Not necessarily voting, but voting has to do with national security, and particularly this election, and with cyber warfare. Now, because I run a cloud business, an edge cloud business, I'm intimately familiar in my daily work about cyber warfare and how you protect systems. So immediately, I got in touch with certain people, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and again, I'm a private citizen, notifying them of this. And they had me on Steve Bannon's show on Monday, the 2nd of November, to announce what was going to happen. And I predicted that they were going to use this technology against our voting system, and as a result, Biden would win. Now, I was hoping that maybe we could stop it, but our system can't react that quickly because, as our listeners know, every one of the states controls their own voting system. And what happened was there was even more cyber warfare in the Dominion voting machines that I was not aware of that are in about 30 states, in which it was designed and used in Venezuela, Cuba, for desired outcomes in other nations.
Wow.
And it was used in these 30 states for, quote, desired outcomes on certain people. Biden used Hammer and Scorecard in 2012. I say we know that. I know that. To win Florida. So it was not new to them. They also used it in the primaries. I mean, that's why Bernie lost and Biden won.
Right.
It wasn't because of the black vote in South Carolina. As you know, the highest Biden ever came in Iowa and then New Hampshire was fourth, I think.
Right.
It was using Hammer and Scorecard and manipulating the data through this technology, this cyber warfare.
Right.
So, and Vice President Biden said during his election campaign that he had the most efficient cyber warfare team ever assembled. You bet he did. This is the greatest scam, the greatest attack in our voting system in history. And he admitted it in a moment, I think, of at his age, that things come out like four-year-olds. So what we now see, and I believe, here's what I believe we need to do. We know the outcome. We know that President Trump won in a landslide, if you are sensible and look at what the votes were till 2:45 or 2:30 in the morning on the 4th, when five of the states simultaneously shut down all their voting. And that was in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. They ceased vote counting operations, Audrey. And this is the first time you've ever had a coordinated decision in all five battleground states. And so it was unprecedented and obviously demonstrated prior coordination with those election officials. So that doesn't pass the smell test. And it's important that our listeners understand that. Now, for example, we have found out that the state of Pennsylvania mailed out 1.8 million, Audrey, votes to their constituents for the mail-in ballots.
Right.
Not absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, which have no chain of custody to them. Now, guess what? 2.5 million mail-in ballots came back.
Someone
had a printing press, Audrey, and they counted them.
Gee, let me guess. Let me guess who came out on that. On that end.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was when President Trump was way ahead. So, and I'm just giving some examples of such brazenness and overt, not covert, overt cheating in the system. Trucks driving up full of ballots. Now, why did they do this? Well, the scorecard system enabled to tell them how far behind they were and how many new votes they needed. So that's why they were cranking them out in the printing press, drove them up at 2, 3 in the morning, and then like at 4 o'clock in the morning in Michigan, they announced that there were 180,000 votes, and they were all for, guess who? Biden. So it is so gross. They didn't even care if they were caught because they felt, and they're right, that the mainstream media would give them all the support they needed. And we saw the treasonous, and I say treasonous activity by Rupert Murdoch and Fox News,
right,
that they announced right away Virginia. You see, Trump won Virginia.
Right.
Trump won a landslide. And they announced, because I live in Virginia and vote here, about 5 minutes after the polls closed, that, and they hardly had any votes, that Trump had won. They announced Arizona. Arizona is still being, well, it was yesterday finally announced and certified, but they have all those false votes that are being contested. And Fox did this. So Fox is complicit in treasonous activities.
Yes.
Now, what we have talked about so many times, Audrey, was the Russian collusion. That was a treasonous activity by those people that did that. And it's something that we're going to have to go back on because everybody was just looking at it, dirty politics or something. That was treason. And the reason I say, again, why this is treason, because they're trying to change the government. And when you take 6 to 10 states and try to influence the voting there, not try to influence it, when you change the votes there in a criminal fashion, that is treason. And the American people must know that this is treason going on against this nation. And it is imperative that we not tolerate it. Yeah. Now, what do I recommend we do? Audrey, I'll tell you. The president has got to take some very strong action. And the first thing he's got to do, I believe, is to he put out an executive order declaring a national emergency if there was foreign influence. He did this in September 12, 2018, if there was foreign influence on our election process. We have had Chinese, Iranian, and Russian influence in this election. I say he should implement that executive order and at the same time implement the Insurrection Act. And why do I say that? Because we know what's going to happen. BLM and Antifa are going to start rioting.
Yeah.
I have from certain sources that the Chinese have provided them with weapons, and we can expect massive riots, as we've already seen in so many cities, by BLM and Antifa. Now, by implementing the Insurrection Act, it enables the president to take certain action against insurrections. And so I believe he's got to do that. And I believe he's got to suspend habeas corpus, as Lincoln and FDR did when they were presidents, when they had crises. Lincoln's was the Civil War. FDR's was at the start of World War II.
Right.
I believe he's got to do that. And by doing that, and because, as I said, the democratic perpetrators of this, the Russian, the Chinese, and Iranians, they haven't disguised this cyber war on us. And this cyber war is the 21st hybrid warfare that we're going to see more and more. They try to do it with normally a covert operation, and this was, quote, supposed to be covert, because who in the mainstream media, if you don't watch Newsmax or One America Network, you're not going to hear anything about this.
Right.
So you have a complicit mainstream media, to include Fox News. And when you do this, then the American people don't understand it and don't see why, what's the problem. And that's why I believe he's got to take these drastic actions. I would suspend the Electoral College meeting on the 14th of December, and as well as the inauguration on 20 January. Now, why would I do that? Well, the forefathers did not know about cyber warfare, Audrey.
Right.
And it's important that that time schedule that they set up was in an analog world. And there was time. But with cyber warfare, there must be more, much more thorough investigations to make sure the American people understand the magnitude of the cheating that went on. I believe that we have, and I know I'm aware of, that the exact times that they manipulated the servers, and as a matter of fact, they seized, they being the U.S. government, special ops, seized a server farm in Germany because they were moving this data through Spain into Germany, Frankfurt, Germany, into a CIA facility. Now, why did they do that?
Yeah.
I do not know, but let me speculate. I'm guessing. When I came out on the Monday before, on the 2nd of November, on Steve Bannon's show, and said this, I believe they got spooked in where they had their server farm in Port Washington, Maryland, that they said we better get it overseas because the U.S. government could seize it, the FBI or someone. And I believe that's why they went abroad. Now, when you go abroad, you have certain assets of the U.S. government that are detecting this information flowing out. And all of a sudden, they switched and it was going to Frankfurt, Germany. And it had to be rogue elements in the CIA. But did Gina Haspel know it? Mm. And that's the $64 question.
Right.
And we haven't heard anything, as I mentioned, about DO from DOJ, the FBI, or CIA. Now, if I, as a private citizen, am divulging all this information, why didn't the FBI pick this up at the very start? It was too massive. It was too massive in what they were going to do. They had all this planned. Certainly, they should have known about this. I didn't find out about it till 3 weeks ago. So what were they doing? And that's the big question we have to ask. I'm not sure if they were involved or if they weren't. We'll find out soon, but the president was very critical of them this Sunday on Maria. So I've laid out these. On the final point, I think we have to declare martial law. Final points. And the reason that is because I believe our judicial system, when they are presented facts, like I just presented to you in Pennsylvania, and they are in all these states that are going on, the local judicial, both state and some federal, are ignoring it. There's corruption there. Just as we found out the corruption that General Flynn experienced with Judge Sullivan, our judicial system has been corrupted. We know our political system has, when you look at Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the impeachment that they did and how they drove the Russian collusion hoax. And it was the Russian collusion treason, as it really is, meme through for 3 years on President Trump's reign.
Yeah.
So we must take these drastic measures so the American people understand. By the way, military tribunal, martial law will be no different than what they're experiencing right now with COVID-19.
Right.
Which I just want to parenthetically say, which party benefited most from COVID-19?
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats or the Republicans?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, a great question. And I agree with you that those acts with the Russia collusion, this wasn't a game. This was treason. They were trying to take control. This is really an overthrow. And some people think we're extremist for saying it. Well, we're really not if they're paying attention. The thing that disturbs me is that, okay, well, let's say you said like in Arizona where they really fraudulently certified the vote, right?
Right.
Should President Trump refuse to leave office until this is investigated? Because this is not some, oh, we're sore losers. This is, it was a landslide for him. It was clear. And as you mentioned, it had stopped. They stopped unprecedented. They stopped voting when he was ahead. And there's proof of that. That when they stopped it, he was ahead in all of those states. And then suddenly, the next morning, when they started again, they find all these mail-in ballots, and it magically appear, and they all hunt again. Statistical impossibility. They're all for Biden, and so it wasn't just a stealing of the vote. This is, you want to take the country over. It sounds absurd, but it really isn't, is it?
No, it isn't. And you asked the right question. Should he stay in? And the Constitution that he swore to uphold with his oath, and that oath I took and everybody else, is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Audrey, you asked the right question. Yes, he should suspend the Electoral College and the inauguration and stay in until this is thoroughly investigated. Bipartisan, I have no problem with it.
Right.
But it must be thoroughly investigated because it is so gross. And so many Americans, I believe that that President Trump got probably 80 to 85 million votes. And I believe that those Democrats that voted for Biden do not want a fraudulent vote, that if they knew all these things, that they would change their vote. And I believe that you're going to have well over 150 million Americans supporting this. Now, they are drastic measures that I'm recommending, but this is a drastic time, Audrey.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous time.
It is.
My phone, for instance, is bugged. They are listening to this show right now. And I can't tell you how I know that, but they are doing this right now. And they know that they are in deep trouble because the American people are becoming aware of how bad this was. And that's why I believe my final point is we need to set up military tribunals because the judiciary is corrupted.
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
They're corrupted. Some aren't. But the fact is, it must be set up. And it's important that the president do this and that our listeners that are on here today write the president on Twitter or email to the White House, whatever it is, and tell them, Mr. President, you must take drastic action and implement your executive order from September of 2018, as well as the Insurrection Act and the appropriate other steps till we find out the real facts. The founding fathers, who didn't know anything about cyber warfare, they did know about foreign and domestic threats. Yeah. And so that's what you are responsible to defending. You are still the chief executive. You are still the president. And you must take these actions to carry on and stop this, what has happened.
Yeah, I think what disturbs me even more is the turncoats on the support that the communist left is getting from some Republicans who are basically saying, acting as if it's some simple, you know, after all, there's always some fraud in voting. And it's almost as if they are complicit in this, knowingly complicit in this, which is very disturbing to me. Maybe it's time for another party. But Tom, the great concern I have for our future is that for any future presidential elections, this cannot be treated as the last 4 years of coup attempts against Donald Trump, which, of course, we never saw any justice for. Deep state entities within the justice refuse to hold, they refuse to hold anyone accountable because obviously Barr, in my opinion, didn't do his job. But we are from this day forth only one fraudulent election away from a banana republic. Shouldn't an overhaul of the election process concerning things such as voter ID, election day off, so people can, you know, they don't have to squeeze in the time to vote, that they can vote in person, no mail-in ballots except for active military, those traveling out of state for business or out of the country, or for infirmity, I mean actual infirmity. Shouldn't that be priority one with Congress when the truth is revealed and the president receives his reelection?
Precisely, Audrey. Spot on. We need to review the whole voting system. It turns out that there's a company, EES, that is the largest voting machine maker in the world. And today I just found out, like every day, I'm just finding new information out, that their machines have Chinese parts in it, in the supply chain, which means that's how the Chinese are coming through and using that and making changes. We know what the Dominion machines, because they were purposely built for overt changes in their machines. You could, do it. If I vote for President Trump, I only get 0.7 of a vote. And if I vote for Biden, I get 1.25. They had that ratio. They use that. And that's what's raging right now. All those things must be addressed. But the first thing we must address is the corruption and the treason that was committed to get us this way.
Yes.
And if I was Biden, I would concede right now, otherwise he's going to be charged for treason, and other members of the Obama administration, whom we all know, who were involved with this.
Yes.
Why did President Obama move to Kalorama, only about 4 miles away from the White House? Why did he build a skiff in his home? All these are questions that these people have to ask, and I happen to think that maybe, if we're lucky, the president's already got the answers, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And the American people must demand the answers, must demand what you said. Yeah. Overhaul the voting system.
Yeah.
Be transparent. Expose all the facts in every state.
Absolutely. Every American should want that. Every American, I don't care what side you're on, every American should want a fair and honest election, because that's what protects us from becoming a banana republic. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that?
On CC National Security, Citizens Commission for National Security.org. That's where I'm a member and all my work is done.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.